Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
Every time we touch my titties. This is the second recording of this podcast. Welcome to General Bond Podcast, guys. Today is the date. Today is the 18th of April. I had to check. I genuinely had to check that twice. And I checked it 3 minutes ago. Maureen's on the podcast.
Hello.
Let's quickly talk about how well the Beer 52 offer went last time. The main sponsor of this podcast. The main homie.
Very well.
Basically, there was a code Bander to get you a box of beer for a tenner because they were looking rid of a whole pile of them. And before the new season came in, by new season I mean the next month's beer. It was over 200 people ordered the Beer 52 box of beer for a tenner.
That's good, isn't it?
And they sent me loads of pics, all like, cheers, mate, for the shout out. And I was like, hey, I had nothing to do with it. No one even sent me fucking beer. Where's the beer? Beer 52 sent me fucking beer. People tell me about beer, secondhand beer advice.
Can you still use it now? Is the offer done?
No, it's done. They sold out. They sold out of them.
That's sad. Was it a good offer, actually?
It was a very good offer, and it was almost as good as the regular offer, which is just, you know, you pay, use the code BANTER10, which is still viable. Use the code BANTER10 and get a box of beer for a tenner off. Bear in mind, if you bought these beers in a bar, they'd be about £8 each.
Yeah, they probably would, actually, yeah.
Yeah, like, if you were
they're in really, a, like, if you, very specialised beers.
If you were in, like, a real, fan, you know, real hipstery bar, and someone was like, dude, you want this weird fucking IPA with blah, 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 they'd hand you a tin that was the size of a tin of Coke and be like, that's $7.75 or something.
Yeah.
And then people taste it and they go, man, I can really taste the fluid in that, or whatever.
I just like the way that they send you a different selection all the time, so you don't actually have to think about picking them. I think that's, do you not think that's the hardest bit sometimes? You go in and you're like, let's get loads of wee weird beers.
Yeah,
and
they,
you're like,
they which taste ones them. Are they good? Taste them and they go, these are the best
and
ones.
And then they do them so that they all kind of like go together, almost like, remember there was 1 month they did send you a box and I think it was all like American or something, you know, there was a kind of
Colorado beers.
There's like a theme, so they all kind of work together, which I think anything that does that is better than trying to pick them yourself.
This is a real roundabout ad for Beer 52. If you want to support this podcast, just fucking go on the site, sign up for delivery craft beer, essentially, to your house.
You get money off.
And you get money off if you use the code BANTER10, and that's really all I have to say right now, so hold on a minute.
The General Banter Podcast with Paul and Jettis.
Right about now, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather, soul.
Paul and Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. We're back. Yeah, that was like Rick and Morty's. I haven't even seen that. Is there a weird noise?
Yeah.
I think it's literally just because you plug it in and that's all you hear. Is that?
Oh, well, it's fine.
All right, we'll carry on. Let me plug Lavery's. If you want to go to Lavery's Comedy Club this weekend, or not this weekend, this week, it's the 19th, which is tomorrow night. It's a storytelling night. We did one of those before on St. Paddy's Day. We didn't have a name for it. It was just the storytelling night. Tomorrow, it has a name. We give it a name, Maureen. What's the name?
The name is True Bill.
True Bill. As in, that's True Bill, mate, which is funny because most of them are lies. Not really.
Not really, actually.
No, not really.
I think that's the whole point, is that a lot of stand-up can be, let's say, fabricated stories, where this is actually stories.
Highly exaggerated, like, anyway. Highly exaggerated.
But, like, the last time, anyway, it was all actual stories. Oh, yeah. People, like, so.
You could tell.
Yeah, you can tell.
You could tell if someone's, like, worked a bit of material or it's a story.
And I think there was something just brilliant about it. Like, so many people would message us or, like, the page or, like, tell us about that night. They just were like, it was class because it was different than a stand-up night. But it was still a stand-up night, essentially, because...
Well, it is, funny. Yeah.
You're laughing your head off the whole time. But it's more of a big, long story.
There's something that's actually funnier, I think, about just telling stories, because you know they're true, and it's not like someone goes up and here's this person and they're doing their set, mm-hmm. and you're like, there's a lot of expectation put on it, whereas this is just like, oh, it's just guys telling stories. But then, you know, without sounding like a cock, see, you know, just even having people hear comedians tell stories, they're way funnier than just, you know, most people telling stories, you know what I mean?
Because a lot of the time they're the things that don't really maybe fit perfectly into like a stand-up set or whatever. You know,
it would be weird to be like, here's a story about...
And maybe they're a bit more personal or something like that or whatever.
Yeah.
Or there's like a few more like names of places and stuff in them. But I think that's why this is good, because they're kind of like a one-time story. And then it was so good the last time. Like, so many people loved it. I loved it. It was really, really good night.
It was great.
I actually can't wait for it.
I'm going to film a lot of it this time.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
And Mickey didn't do the last one. And Mickey is king of the fucking,
I don't know how we're even going to get him off stage.
You would, like, stories you would take to the grave, and Mickey's happy enough to just tell them in front of his ma.
Yeah, he probably already can't whittle down the stories he's going to tell, I would say.
I mean, like, normally what I would do is I'd tell all the boys, like, what the themes were. But I'm not even going to tell Mickey them.
No.
Because you're better just going...
Just tell him on the spot.
You could literally go, like, here's your options, and give him, like, 10 options, and he'd have stories about everything, probably. Mainly revolving around...
Is there a theme tomorrow? Is there a theme tomorrow?
Fucking... There is, eh?
What's the theme?
I sent them the iron, but then I dropped my phone down the shitter, and I had to get a new phone, so I've lost those notes. Anyway.
Oh, does Aaron have them?
I might just say, go... Yeah, it was something like near-death experiences, erotic tales... Something else.
Oh, God.
I think shittest story ever is a recurring theme. Although you give people that option of talking about shiting, and that's all they do.
Yeah.
All six comedians on the bill. Did you take one sip of coffee like I did and feel immediately sleepy?
No, Talisa.
Yeah. I feel sleepy. My caffeine addiction, my falling back.
Oh, my God, are you having a stroke?
No, what's falling off the wagon? Fell off the wagon. Yeah, my falling off the wagon.
Okay.
Has not been successful.
You falling off anything isn't successful.
You know, shut up. Like, you'll be back in the coffee, but it's going all right.
Yeah, I went mad.
Nah, I went mad. This'll do me, this coffee, till I get a cappuccino later. Chris Rafferty, the friend of the show, guy fixed your phone, put up today, like, fuck's sake, all the, because it's like Easter, he's like, fuck's sake, all the, like, places are still closed, all the shops, and I goes, where am I going to get a mint cappuccino? And I was like, don't drink that ever, bro.
Mint cappuccino? How does that work?
I don't know. I said, fuck a polo and an Nescafe and shut up, would you?
I mean, I could get how you could get a minty hot chocolate, but I don't know how you get a minty...
Cappuccino, yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
You probably put a minty, like, coffee blend, or is it...
Like a sachet? No, you put, you know that moaning.
Oh, right, it's just like a syrup shot.
Like a squirt in it, aye. See, I like hazelnut now. It's nice, tastes like a bueno.
Yeah, tastes like a bueno. You shouldn't take any of those things.
Nah, I know, but it's fun though. That's what I was doing. I was like, I'm coming back in the coffee, I'm going to have one coffee. You know, if you had 8 coffees a day with sugar in it, nightmare. If you're having like one coffee every once in a while, and you're like, let me treat myself to a wee squirt. Squirt it.
But that's because instead of coffee, you're drinking 4 bloody hot chocolates a day. 2 litres of milk.
That's true. I'd be like, oh, I'm actually off, like, on a high horse. Like, I'm off the caffeine, but I'd have 7 Diet Cokes.
Yeah, and 4 hot chocolates. Like,
hot chocolates. What's a mocha?
It's like a chocolatey coffee.
That's what I need to get into.
No, don't.
Every time we touch, I get the boner. That's what I want. That is what I want. And I want it now. Guy's got a new phone. Do you want to tell a story of what happened?
No, it's so stupid. You can tell everyone.
Do you remember I told everyone it went in the sink?
Yeah.
It went in the toilet.
Did it go in the toilet?
Yeah, I didn't want to tell people I dropped it in the toilet.
Did you actually drop it in the toilet?
Yeah.
Why did you make such an elaborate story about the sink then?
Because I rinsed it in the sink after.
Oh, Colin.
But
how did you drop it in the toilet?
Well, I was basically, you know, when you're like, I'll tell myself this story so many times that when I go into the shop and
that
explain,
I'll be
able to tell them the true story instead of going, here's what happened. David, I was having a shit, right? And I had my headphones in and put the phone on the side there. And,
yeah. Side of what?
You know, the windowsill.
Okay.
And then,
upstairs or downstairs?
Upstairs, mate.
Right, okay.
Even though you've allocated me a designated shitting area. And I keep sneaking into your shitting area. Like, I prefer this one, it's carpets. And then I stood up and I forgot I had headphones in. Just yanked it right in the bug.
Oh, God.
Every time we touch my shitty phone.
Do you know how many mistakes happen because you have headphones in and you're listening to a podcast and you are oblivious to the world around you? You just set our bloody house on fire the other day.
Oh, fuck. I told that story, did I?
So, there you go.
Oh, I did when I had the headphones in the outside the
so
garage.
So many times I've been like, you know, holding something awkwardly. I need your help. I'm like, Colin, like, where is he? Like, he's just there. And you're just listening to a podcast, completely oblivious. Like, literally, I could have stabbed myself and I would be dead before you find me.
Listen,
I could.
You deserve to die if you stabbed yourself.
You deserve to die if you throw your phone in the toilet.
You deserve to die. Yeah, I just wish I had been able to flush it before I pulled it into the toilet.
Oh my God.
True Bill.
Yeah, she was.
It was wedge. You know the way when you get a dessert and there's like they've got like a little wedge of chocolate or something stuck in the top of like a pile of ice cream?
No.
That was my phone. That was my phone.
No, Colin.
In a little pyramid of shit.
No, it wasn't. It was not actually in your shed, was it?
Yeah, it was a bit, though.
God, that was disgusting. I've touched your phone since then.
Oh, there was a deep cleanse. There was a deep, deep cleanse. I wiped up my t-shirt and everything. It was grand. It wasn't even covered in shit.
You're actually disgusting.
Yeah. And then I was acting all the big lab because I knew that iPhone 7 was like waterproof and dustproof, and the phone had fucked up, but then it switched back on. And then I left a voice message into the group there, and I was like, this lad's just slam dunked my phone into a pile of shit. And it was like, and then it came back on, so I was like, fuck your iPhone 7. It's 5S. It's fucking shat-proof. The boys laughed, they all laughed. I mean, talk about do it for the story, you know? I'd do it again today. Not with the iPhone 7, well, maybe with the iPhone 7, because it is waterproof. You know, deflecting all the piss and shits.
Please don't try that.
Yeah, but saying that, I've got an iPhone 7, that's nice, isn't it? Do you like it?
It's very nice.
I'll have to get your screen fixed before you give off about it anymore.
I'm not really a giver offer.
We've done
slow.
We've done real well this week for spending money. And by mean me. We bought a bed the other day, which is well overdue because...
Yeah, I mean, that's a big
Say what
expense.
You said to me the other day.
What?
You know you're fat when you've broke a mattress, Colin.
No.
You fat
like,
piece of shit, bitch.
We already have a memory foam mattress, which is essentially all just fluff. You literally snapped it in half. It's actually broken. There's actually a part of it that like... There's a big slice down it where you sleep and it's like a funny...
I remember it happening because
I
put my knee on it and it clicked. I was like leaning over to get something. I was like, psh, I felt something snap.
Yeah, you like ripped it. It's like ripped in half. Like, how do you break a mattress like that?
Just being an absolute tank.
I mean, tank is the word.
It's too much. No, I think it is.
I don't think it is.
It's too much jiu-jitsu, you know what I mean? I put my knee on it. All those years of doing just knee on belly. Just so much pressure. I nearly said that in Portuguese.
Sure. That's what they say to all those people getting like gastric bypasses, bands, and all that kind of shit. You're like, oh, you're just so much of a tank. You know,
you're so much of a tank.
Just shrink your
stomach. Teresa here has to wipe your arse.
Yeah. You're so much of a tank. There isn't even clothes to fit you. That's how much of a tank there is. So.
You're so much of a tank that this wheelchair is literally like a tank.
Yeah.
Without a roof on it.
Be totally transform into a tank. Just have wheels. Who even needs to walk? No one. Scooters are the way to go.
Scooter.
But yeah, Colin, you're a tank.
Maybe I have normal weight, and then also you on a bed that is just too much weight.
No, I think it's like you're twice the weight of me. Probably. And the imbalance literally has snapped the mattress in half because Trent's like when I roll into a hole in the side of the bed.
I was rolling with a guy in jiu-jitsu the other week and I managed to get a tap on him. You know, get a tap on him there.
Tap on him. He tapped
and probably due to nothing other than pure exhaustion of me being on top of him. He was like, you know, you do a handshake after, you know, that was good, well done. And then he was like, well, where are you? And I was like, oh, mate, deep in the 20s.
Don't ask that.
And he was like, oh, yeah, it feels that, it does feel that.
You're not deep in the 20s.
Nah, creep in the 20s. Creep in the 20s.
Are you 20?
Oh, yeah.
Though you're quite low. I think, I don't know, if people haven't met you in real life, a lot of people, what they say to you is they didn't realise you're as tall as you are. And they don't realise you're as wide as you are. Like, you're very broad. So
Thank you.
Not, like, just a big, fat, 20-stone person who's just 20-stone fat.
Kind of am, like, but...
You're tall and very, very wide.
I've said this before. I have the build of, like... If you saw a photo of me, you'd be like, he's a wee chunky, like, he's, like, 5'6".
Yeah, but you're not.
But I have the build of someone who's short and stocky, but I'm about 6 foot.
Yeah.
I should measure myself. I'd love to be, like, I'm 6'1". I don't know if
I'm... Should we measure you right now?
What with... Oh, fuck me. I literally was like, what with? And looked at a fucking tape measure. Does this go full body, does it? Or is this more for dicks? That would only go to my tits, wouldn't it?
Well, where's the tape measure?
In that top drawer over in the kitchen. You keep them busy and I'll go. You run get that and we'll measure how height I am. What is wrong with me today? Fucking idiot. So essentially I have the build of a toddler, but... I did measure myself one time on a police chart when I used to work in a well-known electronic goods shop. What? It's luminous green, is it not there? Oh God, domestic. Does this make for good listening? Live measuring? Is it upstairs somewhere? I don't fucking know. I don't know. I go look for it, sure, we'll burn time over here. I mean, I can't believe about that phone that me, of all people, was embarrassed to tell people that I just dropped that down the toilet on top of a fresh shit. Which is, like, such a sign of the times, you know? Why can't people just shit nowadays without... People are getting so detached from the action of shitting because of their phones. Are you going to spend the rest of this podcast looking for that, Maureen? Jesus Christ.
Goddamn tape measure. Where the fuck is it?
Is it over tape measures?
It doesn't matter. You could measure how high that is against the wall and then measure from the mark up. Like, put a wee mark with a pencil. Like, go full length.
Hold on. What one do we do? Do we do inches or what? Hold on.
What are we going to do? Yeah, do centimetres and then I'll transform it into inches and foot. Oh, you look full mental. Right, take this pencil and put a mark there. How many inches is that? That's what she said. Many inches is that, Maureen? Or are you doing centimetres?
Whatever, you flip right.
Do centimetres. I'm sure this is fucking riveting to listen to. Maureen is taking...
How many inches are you asking me?
No, go centimetres and I can convert it on the computer. Maureen has a, what is that, like a tape measure for, like, seamstresses? So it's like a big floppy tape measure. And then you mark that against the wall. Are they both inches? They're probably both inches, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake. That's 150. I mean, what's 6 foot? Like 185 or something?
153.
Okay, so mark that up the wall. Did you mark it? Right, this is going to make... Great listening. Bear with us here, guys.
Just talk loud so the viewers at home can hear.
Okay, this is not a very good way to do this.
Right, so just mark. I'm gonna make myself as tall as possible. Pencil in the mouth. No, just mark my head and then measure it after. Just mark it with a pencil. Oh, fuck.
What am I to do? You're not against it.
I'll just move it across. Please be 6'1". If people were paying for this podcast, they would be literally like, they would be cancelling their subscription right now. Please be 6'1". I'd love to tell people I was 6'1". Right, you get the inches. If you fucking say please. Isn't it funny how, like, dicks are so intensely measured in inches? You know, it's all about the actual inches. Because you could, you know, people always come, you know, like, play or, like, talk about tits and they're always like, aye, double D's and all. Double D's aren't that big of tits, are they?
No, really.
Not really?
No, I'll do it. No, I'm going to convert it on the screen.
Can you add these two together?
Okay. What, just count me the two numbers?
26 plus
152. They count for 152.5 almost. Right, 172, 178 point. What? Did I just mental arithmetic you? Guys, this is dull as a motherfucker.
Cut this bit out. This is just for my own.
Cut it out? How can I? Don't expect me to do work after this bullshit, Maureen. Right, add her up there and then we'll do a wee conversion. Tell me what it is.
178.5
inches?
Centimeters.
5 centimeters. In feet. Here we go.
That's not very accurate.
You ready? This is rough. I bet you this is like, so yeah, I'm 5'8", so I don't know if that's
No, that's not very accurate.
I don't think that's accurate.
Hold on.
Because even Mickey's taller than 5'8" and he's built like a fucking jacket potato. By the way, shout out to Mick. Mick has a podcast now, which he does once every fucking solar eclipse. Are you sure that wasn't 178 inches? No, that would be crazy. That's like half a mile, is it? Guys, I really do apologise for how boring this is to listen to. Jesus Christ. There has to be... I bet you there's an app and you just take a photo of a cigarette and then take a photo of your body and it tells you what size you are. No? Can I just say you look great right now, Maureen?
Thank you.
You've got on, like... I mean, what is it about wearing hotel-free slippers that you look Asian? Do you ever notice that, Maureen? When we were on those Emirates flights, all the Chinese people just wear, like, slippers made out of toilet roll? Where are you now? Where are you with your
action? I feel like that's...
You need a measuring tape, don't you?
That is a fucking measuring tip.
Yeah, but you can't hold it straight.
What did we learn from that?
That I have no idea how to measure things.
Yeah, you're a bit of a douche. Hold on.
Well, how did it do it in two goes? That's hard.
Right, that's 152 centimetres. Just go from the floor up, measure that, and then measure on up above it. That's it.
Yeah, but it didn't work. It says you're 5'8".
Maybe I am 5'8" and I just...
Imagine you're 5'8". You're
not. What height are you? 5'8"? 6'7"?
Six, almost nearly 5'6". I'm not quite there yet, but
almost 5'6".
I'm literally. See if you measure me. What do girls rather be?
You know, like a fella would be like trying to round himself up all the time. Like I'm 5'1". Like the way I was trying to do that. Like, tell me I'm 6'1" from a fucking ego. Like, would a girl be embarrassed that she was like 6 foot?
I mean, no, I don't think that you'd be embarrassed. But I think most girls want to be shorter than men, let's say. Not yeah. exactly short, because I know a lot of people who are like 5'2" and, you know, would rather be a bit taller, but
yeah
I think you never want to be too tall, because you don't, because there's not a, that it matters, but
there's a range taller. And it's probably the same for fellas. We don't really care. Like, there's like very very sort of seldomly would you be like, she's tiny, or like, fuck me, she's a huge bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Where you would noticeably be like, holy fuck. But I mean, like, there's girls that are tall that they don't even register as tall till they're wearing, like, heels. And then you're like, oh, shit. Now she's, like, 6'4". Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, most girls would like to be tall.
Like, you have cousins.
Really slender.
You have cousins who are tall, like.
Yeah.
But, like, tall. When they're just walking around in their shoes, you don't even really notice. But if they're going out or something, you're like, oh, fuck, yeah. No.
Yeah,
these
like.
Giant women.
I've got cousins who are. But then they all look like models, because they're all, like, 5'11" or something, like 5'10" or something.
Is that about the height for a female, for a girl model?
Kind of, yeah. 5'10", 11, yeah.
Holy shit. But is there like a range for fellas where, or is it always just taller the better? But then sometimes people are way tall and their proportions are fucked.
I don't know, like, I like a tall person.
But like, you know when you get...
You're dumb now that you're 5'8". So yeah. You're definitely more than that because you're much taller than me.
No, I'm definitely...
The
last time I measured myself was on that police chart thing and I was like six. It was over 6, but 1.61. It was like 6 point something.
I think my dad's 6'1", and I think yous are near enough the same, or you might be shorter.
No, I'm taller than your dad.
You're taller?
Like 6'1". Well, we stood beside each other in socks, naked, and I was taller. I might just have an extra bit of loaf on the top.
Yeah, I think you're
right. No, he's not. He wouldn't be tall. Like, who would be six? Like, Aaron McCann is probably 6'1" or 2".
Is he? It's
yeah.
Tall, isn't it?
Like, he's tall. He would be a bit...
Yeah, he is tall, though.
He would be a bit taller than me. But then that fucking... Like, his shoulders stop at 5'6". But the head takes him up right past 6 foot. Giant fucking loaf.
And if he hasn't got his hair cut, like, his hair is at least 3 inches, so...
I mean, if he hasn't got a haircut and it rains, he needs a neck brace to hold that thing up. Because it's, like, wet and just flops to the back, snaps his neck. He does get a slagging for a big head, and then someone sent me a message, like, oh, holy shit, just see McCann in the fucking bus station in Belfast. And like, I thought you were joking about his head. You know? But they had to put him in the side compartment of the bus. Let us out in Oma, would you? Oma!
That's terrible.
Oh, his head is
Oma.
Big.
I love Oma.
Like, my head's big, but it looks small on my body. But then it looks tiny compared to his head. But then if I jokingly rest my head on your shoulder, it nearly puts it out of joint.
Oh my god, your head is so heavy.
Big
eye. It's not big, but it's like your neck's bigger than your head, which is weird. But
what? Like that dog we adopted for an hour?
Yeah.
Poor Manny. Do you remember that dog?
Oh, I don't.
We adopted a dog and then the owners came forward and demanded it back. And I was like, what sort of unfair world is this?
Yeah.
But that motherfucker was like half Chihuahua, half Jack Daniels, Jack Russell. And its neck was fatter than its head. So you put it was like putting a lead on a fucking, just like a wee pyramid. It had nothing to latch onto. Like you put it on, he just stepped back out of it. Like, no, not today. Because he's
Mexican.
He's Mexican. So. He's a Mexican dog. You know, Manny. That's a fucking great name.
Manuel?
Pure, like, those people at the fucking... those people... Oh, did you accidentally wax your lip there?
No, just smell that tape. Smell that?
Yeah, it's PVC tape. It smells like plastic.
Sorry.
What? But it took to your lip pretty instantly there, Maureen.
No, it was my lip. It's not my...
Big old fuzz lip moustache. I saw a thing. What do you think of this? I saw a thing the other day, and it was...
Probably better than your moustache.
Fuck you. I know my moustache is so shit that your wee cousins, your children, were like, would it be funny if Colin went to sleep and we drew a moustache on him?
Yeah.
And you're like, he has a moustache? And he's like, no, he doesn't.
They're like, what?
He's got a beard like a faggot. It's funny, like a child calling you a faggot, isn't it?
Call me a faggot.
Yeah. You can call me a faggot. There was this girl, and there was like, oh, this Instagram model type girl. Instagram model! Was like, oh yeah, I just stopped shaving my body. It was like, she stopped shaving her body hair like 2 years ago. Let's see her growth. Mm. But, and it just didn't look great. You're like, why do all the work on the six pack and all? But she was super hairy anyway. You know what I mean?
Well, it is usually people who are very hairy do that because you're like
you can't stay on top of it. I'm gonna see if I can get a photo over.
Like plenty of people who aren't that hairy or have really fair hair would be very hairy, but you don't notice it. Do you know what I mean?
Like, but like this girl's thighs look like mine. You know, like bits of girls that you would.
Yeah, but if your hair is.
But like, if you didn't shave your legs, you wouldn't get big fucking hairy thighs, would you?
No.
You'd shave your thighs. Like your top of your thigh.
I can't be bothered because you can't really see any hair on my thighs, so I don't.
Yeah,
really,
but that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not like if you stop shaving, your thigh would look like mine.
Oh no, but yeah, I know what you mean.
Fitness model stops shaving.
But like, I have friends who are really blonde, hair. And she could have literally really long leg hair, and you would have no idea because her hair is so fine and blonde. Like, you don't even see it. It doesn't even look or feel like. You know what I mean? She can get away with, like, she could have, like, 3 or 4 weeks of, like, probably not shaving and you wouldn't notice. But me, you would notice after, like 3 days.
But, like, I'm such a dirty perv that, like, sometimes, like, I like Do you know if someone's like shaved their pits and then let it go for about 2 or 3 days and you can, and you'd be like, she needs to shave her pits? And I'm like, nah.
That's because of the weird thing that happened to you.
What was that?
When you watched, what was it, How To?
Oh yeah, and that girl like put the thing in her armpit, but she had big old side tits going on.
Like, and she had a bit of like,
yeah, she had like
growth, and forever now you're like obsessed with that and think it's really hot. That's weird.
And then I googled her one day on a podcast and turns out she was literally like a glamour model back in the early days of whatever.
So.
And she had the big old milk satchels out.
Is that weird though, that like something you see as a child then?
It, yeah, it's a good job I didn't see like a man fucking a chicken or something.
They are hard to come by.
They're hard to come on by.
Tell you what.
So check this girl out.
A hairy pit is easy to come by though. So
there she is with the big hairy inner thighs and which not. Gross. Do you know what it is? It's not even that it's hairy. It's that it's long hair. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If she clipped that with like the things you would shave your head with, you know, it didn't take it to the bone like a wet shave.
Yeah.
If she just trimmed some of that off so that it wasn't so in your face, like,
well,
like there she is minus the hair, and she's a little bit more body fat, which we all know what that means, Maureen.
What?
Bigger titties. She looks better there. She even looks better physically there than she does there. The funny thing is, when girls get really in shape like that, they don't get like big power fucking, you know, like if a guy got a big six pack, it's not like a big, you know, like fucking power six pack. It's like a wee boy that hasn't eaten enough food six pack, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, not all, but yeah.
She looks way better there, I think.
That's why I don't have six pack, so.
You got the six pack? So we, your cousins were over from England and there was a children's birthday party. And I was trying to get out of there because the house was so warm, which is a legit excuse for me. It's like this house is fucking roasting, I have to go home for a minute.
Because you're a tank, isn't it?
I'm a tank, you see. tankles. So I went down to the house and then you phoned me and you were like, oh, you have to come back up here. And I come back up and then you're like, one of your cousins is like, where's Colin? He has to go on this trampoline or this bouncy castle before it goes.
It was one of those like bouncy castle slides.
It was amazing, wasn't it?
I still have a burn on my knee from going down that. So
I mean,
that's what you get when you're 27, isn't it? You can't even go down once, burn your knees off.
Well, not when you're an athlete like me. I was doing somersaults and whatnot. But because your granda's house has a farm behind it, every time I went up in that thing, I was like, that's fucking hinks. And I was like, shit, no. And it took me a long time to realise, oh yeah, it's probably all the cattle in the shed behind here.
Just the countryside.
So I was like, shit, you're in here, so what the fuck, shit. But then we went to We Are Vertigo the next day. Shout out to We Are Vertigo for sneaking us all in there.
Fun day.
It was such a fun day, and totally objectively, not because I've worked with him before in the past,
no,
for videos.
Just went for fun.
It's so much fucking fun.
Because we had loads of cousin children over. So.
Cousin children. One of your cousins, the wee boy, was absolutely ruthless on that podium fight thing.
Yeah.
You know, that you stand on like a beam and it's like gladiators, you get the old thing, the big cotton bud, and smack each other. And he just charged at some toddler and was like, motherfucker, douche. That was exciting, wasn't it, Maureen?
She's dead now.
So. She's dead, yeah, sure. You may as well learn to eat through a straw early. But I was doing all sorts of flips, Maureen, wasn't I? All sorts of flipping and stuff. Just flipping. I'm very agile. It's funny. Like, people laugh because they're like, he shouldn't be able to do that. Because of his...
tankness.
Predicament. Yeah. Colin, your tankness is going to snap through that fucking trampoline real soon. Although I did get ambushed by a load of children in that dodgeball bit. What are you doing with that? Look at me. Pay attention.
I am paying attention.
You're not. You're looking away and playing with that fucking measuring tape.
No, you're not paying attention because you're looking at me doing this.
I know. It's freaking me out.
You're the distracted one. I am.
Do we need to do this podcast back to back, just looking away from each other so we're not distracted? Let's talk about buying a bed, how weird that was. We went to buy a bed.
It is weird buying a bed.
It's weird anyway. Because it's not like you go in the Apple store and it's full of people. You go in a bed shop where they sell about two beds a week, probably. And it was just weird. It was just weird to go in there.
But
and then,
I mean, it is weird to be like, hello, we want to buy a bed.
They ask you straight away, like, oh, what can I do for you? And you're like,
well, obviously a bed. Like,
yeah, could you show me where the skirts are? Of course, yeah. I'm here to buy a bed. But it was weird because somehow that guy knew my uncle. And he's like, do you not remember me? And I was like, mate, I do not remember my own fucking surname sometimes. Do not be offended. Like, the amount of fucking people I've spoke to after gigs and drunk after gigs and in places, they're weird. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've met so many.
You do meet a lot more people than maybe...
Anyone? Like normal people. You know, like someone who's not doing gigs in front of the rooms full of people.
Yeah. On standard, you meet a lot of people in your life.
So he's like, do you remember me? And I know your uncle and your sister bought a bed here. And I was like, pretty much information. So anyway, we picked out a bed. And turns out it gets delivered from quite close to here. So it was going to go from quite close to here to Belfast for us to go and get it or have it delivered from Belfast. So I think we're just going to go pick it up, aren't we?
Hopefully, yeah.
Can't wait to see if I can break this one.
Oh my god.
Jumping on it, snapping.
It's bigger though, so that's...
Backflips.
That's the only good thing. But it is weird when you like look for a bed because you're just sort of like, okay, I'll just lie down here and pretend to lie in this bed. And then you don't really ever truly be like, right, I'm going to lie down and actually think about how this feels, sleep on it. Because he just watches you and you're like, yeah, this feels great. Okay.
You feel like, oh, could you turn away for a second? I really just take my trousers off and, you know, get real comfy here. You know, spread my cheeks, eat some cereal. Have full-blown orgies on this bed. See what turn away, sir. Look away. Look away. Look away. Look away. What other shit do you do in bed that's embarrassing? Bucking. No, you do weird shit. Like, you want to lie in the bed and see what it's like to try and take your socks off without touching your feet with your hands. You know, you're like, let me just try and take these socks off without grabbing them. Or, you know, what other things? Let me lie on my side for like 4 hours watching Grey's Anatomy to see how comfy this really is.
That's the only test I need to do.
Let me see if I can watch like 50 Bob's Burgers like in bed sores, and then I'll come back to you and tell you if it's good or not.
Pretty much.
Let me fall asleep, wake up at 4 a.m, and then just be on Instagram for a long time because I can't go to sleep. Let me see what that feels like. How does it deal with warmth, you know? Although he did tell us it's not going to be that warm because it's not memory foam, and I was like, praise be to Allah, can we have ice in the bottom of it? That's what I wanted. Good old sleep. But the weirdest part of that whole experience was him going, let me just speak to the manager here to see, because he knows who you are, and let me see if I can get something off the bed for you in exchange for like tweets or whatever. And I was like, just charge me full price, sir. I don't want to do that shit.
I know. I think people would be surprised at that, would they?
What?
That you never, like, you would never get money off things because you're like, no, I'd rather just not do that, please. Because people would go insane with that.
Like, I do.
A lot of people would.
I do a lot of branded. I do a lot of branded content type things, but it's a business exchange where it's like, we want you to come up with concepts. You know, it's like creative work.
But that's kind of like your job, if you know what I mean. Like,
But people are, then it becomes like, oh, if you fucking put up a Facebook post about this, I'll give you 50 quid off or something. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
It's weird. You know what I mean? And then they get the share and be like, buy a blender, bought a fucking bed today. Like, it doesn't even make sense.
I know.
Like, I'll do like videos for people or something if it makes sense.
But that's, I think that's, you know, that's obviously a good thing. Because other people could like milk it or whatever and be like, I'll promote whatever it is. I don't care if it has zero to do with what I'm doing. But most of your stuff has, like, some interest to you or is something to do with you. Like, so.
Yeah, like, I'll take Beer 52 as a sponsor on a podcast because beer's beer. But I'm not going to take, like, anything weird.
Yeah, like...
Do you know what I'm saying?
That's weird.
Oh, such and such furniture shop or something sponsors my podcast.
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense.
It doesn't really. What's the fucking rhyme with that?
You're the only one distracted by me playing with that.
It's so annoying. I didn't do that. Every time someone offers me that, I'm all, like, do you want to do a post about this? I'm just like,
kill me, just kill me, kill me, just kill me, and go on, kill me, just kill me, just kill me, just kill me.
I've had so many hangovers this week that's me every day.
Just kill me. Just kill me. Kill me. Just kill me.
Just kill me. That's the guy that got chucked off the plane on the United Airlines thing. How do you feel about that? I feel like, why, is my question.
Why what?
Why did that happen?
Why did it happen? I know.
It's because
it was not a good business move for them.
Nah, I mean, they're going to have to shut down and reopen with a different name probably. But like it's just such an odd thing. It's like they oversell flights everywhere in America, banking on people not turning up.
Yeah.
So it's like they had to ask someone, would they be up for leaving? But surely, instead of just, I wasn't there obviously, but you would imagine they would be like, guys, we need to free up 4 seats. We are willing, like it was something like $800 and a fucking hotel room.
Yeah.
For someone to get on the next flight.
It was for staff though, was the thing.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. I think maybe that's why, because people were a bit annoyed because it's, you know, you're kicking off passengers for staff.
But like, yeah. Surely, I feel like if you're on a plane like that and you offered someone like $800 and a hotel room to get another flight, I'm sure someone would take that, like.
Yeah, so I don't really know what happened, but was it just that no one then wanted to take it up?
I don't know, like, if they even did that, or they just picked...
No, I think they did. I think
did they not just pick the closest person and be like, this Chinese dude's not going to put up much of a fight? Just come here, just come here, just come here, just come here.
I think they did. No, I'm pretty sure they did offer
people. Let him me. Let him me. Just kill me.
Shut up.
Let him me.
He's fucked up there, like, how did he get so bloody in the mouth?
I think they, like, he broke his nose or something, or his teeth got knocked out.
Fuck me, like.
In the process. No matter what the situation or why or whatever, you should never, like, handle another person like that.
No.
You know, there's no real call unless he has done something criminally wrong to, like, drag someone or pull them or whatever. You can't, I don't know how they thought that was the way to do it. No matter what the reason, even if he agreed to get off the plane and then was being awkward or whatever, like, doesn't really matter what the circumstances were, how do you just, like, drag someone? But then he did kind of just, like, flop himself down, like, I'm not moving. But I don't know, it's so weird. Like, I still don't know how it worked, you know, how this all came to be, that he's then being dragged and broke his teeth or his nose or whatever.
Yeah.
That's, no matter what the situation, it should never have ended up like that.
It got out of hand pretty swiftly, like, didn't it?
It just seems a bit like,
what? Just came here, just came here, just came here.
What
are
you missing from the story? That's how you kind of feel, isn't it? Like, yeah, what, you, like, what did we not did
he,
see?
Was he all like, fuck your white devil? And they're like,
well, oh, you do, I suppose you don't know, do you?
I'll chuck you off now.
But this is the problem with, you know, camera phones, as you said the other day.
That's not your dad's.
I need a camera phone.
Oh, no, it's not.
But, you know, with so much, like, Snapchat recording, everything, you can't get away with anything now. So don't, why on earth do they think that wasn't going to be shared around?
I know, you really have to have, like, executive decisions at those times. You're like, this is not going to look good.
Yeah. Who needs God anymore? You just have Snapchat, you know, for your...
Who needs God?
Morals and your keeping your right.
And just scare me. Just scare me. Just scare me. Care me. Care me. Just fucking care me. That's hilarious. What else happened this week? Did you see the Facebook video?
That's hilarious.
That's hilarious. Don't be Chinese. Did you see the video of the guy who's going around on Facebook killing everyone? I wonder if they found him yet.
I did not. What's that thing?
It was very, very brutal.
It was yesterday, wasn't it? I was women, working all day.
Women being bitches. That's why people died there.
What?
That's the root of all evil.
Why, explain to me what happened?
No, I'm joking. He walked up to this old man who was adorable and old and black, and he goes, say the words, say Joyce Lang or something, like some name. And he goes, because that's the reason you're going to die today or something. Because some woman fucked him over or whatever, and he was just killing people as a, like, he's like, I just snapped and killing everyone
because of a woman.
Yeah.
What did the woman do?
Don't know. Something.
Were they together, like,
annoying female? I don't know, I didn't read much into it. Might have been his boss or something, I have no idea.
My god.
But he just shot this old man. I would rather, I don't know what
did
it
you
is.
Watch that?
I did, yeah. Against,
oh, Colin, why? Was it live? You were watching live, or was it a video?
No, it was on live, like.
Oh my god. Why would you watch that?
It's so grim. Like, I'd rather he shot a fucking 5-year-old child than an old man.
Oh.
I don't know why. Just so defenseless.
Yeah.
And then people, you're like, what makes you get into that state where you're just like, He pulled up and he's got the phone going. He's like, I'm gonna kill this motherfucker. I'm gonna kill this man. He just said it like.
Yeah, that's very unstable, isn't it?
But like, calm as you like, just I'm gonna kill this man, gets out.
But especially bang. Because it's the like premeditated part of it, you know? He literally went, I'm gonna do this.
It's like, premeditated, but it's premeditated, but it's also like complete random. So he's just like driving along, like, I'm gonna kill this guy. Like, how unfortunate is that?
He already decided, he's like, yeah, I'm just gonna murder people. You know, he decided that there were gonna be strangers, but he did already decide. He wasn't just in a like panic. He started shooting or something. Like, he literally, imagine that, driving somewhere, being like, I'm just gonna kill.
Yeah, and it's like, he's like, I'm gonna keep going until they catch me, which is hilarious because it's like, it's not hilarious, but they have a thing called like suicide by cops where it's like people do things like that because they just want to die, but they want the cops to shoot them.
Yeah.
Which they probably will when they get them, but it's like, you almost feel like you don't want to just because you're like, nah, I don't always get what, you're not gonna get that now.
Yeah.
Now you get to go to prison forever, you fucking piece of shit.
Him dying is like an easy way out for him, isn't it? Like,
well, that's what he wants. Like, you don't do shit like that unless you want shot dead by cops. Then,
you know, do something that just gets you get shot. Don't kill other people. That's definitely not the way to do it.
Yeah, psychopathic.
It's like the ultimate selfish act, isn't it?
Fucking.
I'm having a bad day, so I'm gonna ruin everyone else's life. I don't know what.
Yeah, it's like people who are like terminally ill and they jump off bridges on like motorways and ruin everyone's day. You're like throw yourself in a river, you selfish cunt.
That's always your theme, isn't it? Don't annoy other people.
Oh yeah, do whatever you want, just don't fucking bring me into it. Someone sent me this, I don't know what the fuck it is. This will be your new favourite tune, Maureen.
Don't make me laugh, I'm trying to climax. Stop scratching yourself, I'm trying to climax. Don't want to hear the specials, I'm trying to climax. Just clench your grip so I can climax. Get down from there, I'm trying to climax. Let's leave the hospital so I can climax. Wash out yourself so I can climax. Just scream John Candy,
John Candy,
and we will climax.
John Candy, John Candy, John Candy, John Candy, John Candy.
That's more or less what plays in my head all day.
John Candy?
John Candy. Just give me the candies.
The animation on that is amazing.
I mean, it's funny the way. Shout out to the Spaceballs, John Candy. Though, do you see that?
Yeah.
When he plays the big dog. That's why. Sorry for coughing in the mic there. That's why I can't watch. What do you call it? Any of those films like
Star Wars?
Anything? Because I've seen this. Let me just Snapchat all these questions. You seem very posh. I say. Are you from Hollywood? Do you know who probably said that? Some fucking scumbag, probably.
What, you sound posh?
You sound fucking posh. Posh, we're wearing it. Mentioned the
although
new...
Although you do say bull instead of ball.
Huh?
You do say...
Who gives a fucking... Oh my god.
What? What did you just say? Someone
sent me a fucking... A fucking novel of a Snapchat there.
Ooh.
Did you visit the port like a culchi this Easter? No. I did not. That's a done thing. That's what people do. They polish their car and they go to Portrush and be like, there you go. Have you ever done anything? What do people down this neck of the way do? Go to Bundoran?
Probably.
Is that what they do around here?
For what, Easter?
Yeah.
I think people try and go away, don't they?
Yeah, we should have done something today, but like we just were shit of plans.
Well, it's still today.
Today. Touch my clam. Let's hit some questions here, Eddie.
Let's do it.
With all this World War III shit going on, what's your favourite type of rocket? What? All right, lettuce, a spliff, someone from Devis Flats.
I would say the lettuce.
I like a bit of rocket lettuce, yeah. Had some the other day on something, did I?
Yes.
What was it?
Barbecue.
That's correct.
At your sister's house.
Oh yeah, I forgot to talk about that. Her fiance Knowles, Big Adam there.
Fiance.
He passed some fucking exam that no one really quite knows what the fuck it is. And they had a barbecue. Well, if
other fancy people knew. We were like, excuse me, what?
Yeah, idiots like us are like, what? Did you Snapchat this? What is this? But he got some fucking award for something.
No, it's not an award.
It's a qualification. It's
a accreditation.
Accreditation.
Thing.
I don't know what the fuck it was.
What's the word?
Chartership. Chartership of some sort. But Rach, my sister, was all like, are you coming to this party? Are you coming? Are you going to attend this party? And I was like, why are you? It's a party. Why are you so fucking concerned if we're going to be there? And then we got there, and it was as awkward as I thought it was going to be. But how did you find it?
Yeah.
You get, you know, you're in those mix of people who
have jobs, and
have
stuff.
Jobs, and they're professional, and
yeah, professional they're all, jobs too.
This is what gets said a lot. We up to yeah, just working away. Yeah,
working
okay. Say it again. I fell asleep mid answer there. So that yeah, and then there was us in the middle, just all like trying to act normal.
People with babies. And
you've never looked more uncomfortable, I don't think.
But I bet you people probably think I was being a real dick, but.
But that's the way you are. You're a social retard.
I hate small talk. Like, I.
More straight
it's
in
my
there,
phobia.
Like, what's your dick like?
Small talk. I hate it so much. I hate being like stuck with someone and being like, hi. So. I like to just try and jump past that and be like, you know, just ask something weird. I don't know.
Someone's like, this is our baby, and you're like, sweet, where are you fucking?
No, not like that.
Where'd you fuck this baby into existence?
What?
I don't know, but there was food and all, but you know what my sister's like? My sister's so fucking, like, anal about, like, they need another word for anal. She's so like, okay, that's all the food ready, everyone stand up and march into the kitchen, and now is the time to eat. And you're like, bro, it's a barbecue, I'm trying to drink. Hand me a burger every once in a while. I burped there. Food was nice, though.
It was nice.
For the most part, I made pulled pork against my fucking will or knowledge. Rachel's like, oh, I got a slow cooker and I'm going to make chili in it. And I said, don't bother, just make a big whack of meat. So she went and bought a pork shoulder that looked like it was off a fucking guinea pig. I've never seen a pork shoulder that small in my life. But she cooked that and I ripped it apart. And then cooked it up with some just domestic barbecue sauce there.
It was tasty though.
It was a hit. You know, everyone was like, that's really, really tasty. And I was like, that's because, you know, it has the mark of Geddes on it. I'm hungry now. Are you hungry?
I'm so hungry talking about food. Yeah.
We should go somewhere for... I want to go to the sea today, but you're all like, nah.
That's not true.
Energy 106 setting up a TV channel on Sky.
Yes! Same six songs?
Yeah. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Did they have much of an impact on your childhood? Well, I'll tell you something. I used to go to those Energy 106 things in the ice bowl where you'd have 14 Red Bull because no one quite knew what effect it had on children.
So and an then answer you, to your posh question, he's not.
And then you would go with 36 people and barf. Someone I knew did that. He's like, I went with 36 girls and then vomited nothing but saliva.
Is that what it was like when you were younger as well? It was kind of like, see how many people you can go with? Like,
oh, yeah.
People used to be like, I went with 12 people.
Oh, yeah,
and
there was zero interaction at all. It was like,
kiss, pass on.
Just those weird, like, no time.
I
type
never did that. Setup. I find that
nah, I was straight
so
the fuck,
weird.
Straight the fucking.
Colin!
What? Ice bowl? 16? No, I'm joking. But I used to
find that so odd that people were like, yeah, I went with 12 people already. And you're like, I was just like, what?
You better be. Why? You better show up, you know, like, fresh and clean. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be going with, like, strangers.
And just everyone.
Because you're in their face. You're like, what do you have for dinner? What's going on with your teeth and all? Show me. I feel like I need like a dentist inspection light in your face before going out.
Just weird sugary breath.
Yeah. I remember.
So much saliva.
I remember standing in a circle having a rave off, you know, as you did. And some girl's nail hit my hand and it took a little divot of skin out and it got so infected.
Oh, God.
So God knows where her finger was a minute ago.
Oh, God.
In her anus and someone else's anus. In our own vagina.
Stop it.
In our pussy.
Colin, you're talking about children right now?
Nah, not really. I was going...
You were?
I was like 21, but I still would go. I remember, I would love to get, you know, like a lookbook of some of the shit you wore to those things. Like, I remember buying
But people don't look like that now. Like, kids look...
kids used to look stupid as fuck, and now kids look...
Really?
Like, I saw someone put up a photo, and they're like, oh, the wee man finally got his perm. Like, got his perm. Like, he'd been looking forward to it, because all his mates have perms. And you got that, he's like... It's a terrible look. You got the fucking Kim Jong haircut with a perm. Then you've got an Adidas top that was like, looks like it was your big brother's, and then a pair of tights essentially.
Yeah, ankles out.
Ankles out, and then a pair of fucking stupid runners.
Yeezys
or them Harachis or whatever the fuck they're called. Look stupid as fuck.
See, I think
do you know what aren't a good look anymore? Stan Smiths. Girls wear them a lot. Sort them out.
Yeah, I like them.
Stinking. So stinking.
But like, we boys are already cocky. We
saying that, like,
so I can't imagine what they'd be like these days.
Maybe like back in the day, maybe that version for people my age when I was that age was like getting like fucking highlights in her hair, which Mickey Bartlett didn't let go of till he was about 25, but getting sweet highlights. Oh, I love that, you know. And then you
got highlights.
Oh yeah, every summer. It was like as soon as you were off school, you were like, I think it was more just a freedom thing of like you'd do anything. Just to shave my head. My ma was raging, even though I shave my head all the time now. And if you don't do it often enough, people are like, "You look bald. Shave your head. You actually need to shave your head more to look less bald," which is crazy.
But that's kind of crazy life you have
now. I'm kind of wild. I look the same all the time. However, if I do shave my face hair, I'm not going to say beard, and shave my head, you'd be like, oh, you look really good. You know, and nothing changed. A millimetre of hair everywhere. And you're like, oh my God, you look a different person. What a haircut would suit me if I could grow hair?
Don't know. All of them would look strange.
What about like a short sort of marine cut type thing, or would it just look like a big gay bear?
Yeah, you would look so gay.
Oh, fuck.
I'm trying to even think. What about like a little side part, real slick down, like a little Victorian boy? No. Creepy.
So creepy. Pedophile. I was thinking more just like big old, like a big quiff.
What about like George of the Jungle? Like, what do you call him? Brendan Fraser in...
Fuck me. What a reference.
What about that?
I can't remember what that looked like.
Just long brown locks of hair. No? But then you need that body, so...
Brendan Fraser's body. He's a bucket of shite now, too. It's amazing. Oh, yeah,
he looks terrible now.
Don't do coke, guys. But, like, what other... I would look like a lion, I think. It was like Justin Lee Collins.
Lee Collins? Right, he's also a weirdo, so...
Yeah. He locked his wife in a room or something, didn't he?
He did something.
Show us your funny.
I can't even think. Top Knot? Imagine you with a Top Knot.
I might be the only cunt suits a Top Knot, because I look like a sumo. I would love that.
Oh God, it would look so weird.
I think it would look great. I think it's top. Mohawk might be the best one.
Maybe.
Oh, that would look so sweet with a mohawk.
What about like just the wee 90s spikes? Like individual spikes?
No. Nah.
Spiky fringe, where people do their wee spikes down their forehead like this and really like slick them down?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe that?
The spied sort of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
People still do that as well.
It depends who you are. Like, you know, your guy from The Slaves has his hair like that sometimes. And you lick his crack, so...
But they're, like, fun.
Yeah.
So...
Is that all it has to be? Fun spides?
No, you would look...
I'd look very aggressive. What's your best Energy 106 song while we have you here?
What do you call that one? Like something with the chimney on it? That one?
Come on, there's better than that.
I can't think of it now. I'm trying to think. But I just remember I used to listen to it when you would come home from school, and it was the same songs always at the same time of day.
Oh yeah, it was a fucking... They had one tape and they never changed it.
I mean, it was a great...
This is actually Energy 106 online. This is probably one of these ones that the single was like... You know, the single was like fucking... This, come on, there's boys drinking glow sticks. I love...
I mean, this is cocaine for children, like, listen.
Oh, yeah. Like, I swear, you go to think you have, like... Which might kill you, you know what I mean?
Where's the girls? Let's get kissing. I'm a flex, flex, super flex.
I didn't buy this. I didn't buy this Builder Orange Diesel t-shirt for nothing. At a TK Maxx.
The flames on my shirt means I'm dangerous.
Yeah. Hey. I'm going to give a granny to iron this dragon shirt for nothing. Hey, don't put on these like MC Hammer and cargo pants. Put some Adidas Superstars, not to get kissed. Hey, I didn't go halfers in this diesel white.
Dab it off cool water.
It's annoying because I quite like the smell of cool water. It's quite nice. I love the. There should be a documentary about random female vocalists in like house things, shouldn't there? What about this, Jim? This will get you to kick your loafers off for those barn dance. Rave or die. Rave, please. What's Mark McKay about these days? Just turning like...
With a name like that, you probably go to the car or something.
All you guys are you ready now? And he said he does that to everyone. Right. What do you want? Two sirloin steaks, here we fucking go! She can't hit my casino with all the music to beat the tempo. She was off for that night. She was in for a fright. Stand by. This is going to turn into a long podcast. We have 25 minutes left, hey? Shit, son. This might be the king of all tunes. All the best dance tunes are really rudimentary. You know, like, what is that, an accordion? See, I like the more hard house that sounds like this. How much orange WKD are you pouring up your asshole at that point?
Is Teenage Glenavon, if anyone's ever been there. It's now called Sense, but it was Teenage Glenavon. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
At the end of every week, each one of us becomes a freak. Tonight the DJ makes us move until the sweat drops from the roof. It's time to laugh, it's best be hard. Throw it off and all apart. Just activate your energy, let's sing the song and come with me. At the end of every week, each one of us becomes a freak. Tonight the DJ makes us move until the sweat drops from the roof. It's time to laugh, it's best be hard. Throw it off and all apart. Just activate your energy.
Big tunes. It was always the worst. You know when you're like.
How happy do you feel? It's called Happy Hardcore for a reason, guys.
There was always like a period where like. You know, you go in and everyone's, you know, chatting each other and whatever, and you're down as many rebels. And then, you know, I don't know, it's weird how it takes a minute to fucking fully get into it, and you're fully into it, and then they're dropping pure heat. And then it's 11:30, so you have to go home.
Yeah.
So they, like, turn it off, and you're like, no!
And everyone comes out, and their face all red, all too warm from dancing.
You're drenched with
yeah. No one quite knows like how much you're supposed to shower in yet, and like all that kind of stuff. Everyone's just pure stinking BO. Like,
oh yeah,
you can just imagine as like a bouncer somewhere like that.
It's going to be smelly bastards or stinking.
Yeah. Oh, just the smell of puberty. Ugh.
Good times, yeah, people are definitely more hygienic when they're older.
Well, yeah.
Aren't they like?
Like now,
when do you really get?
I couldn't get away with not showering every day.
When do you get good at like cleaning your asshole?
What? Always.
No, but like, yeah, people are gross. Like, till you're a bit older and realize that you do stink.
You go to like school and like you're not wearing brand new uniform every single day. You're pretty much wearing the same uniform almost all week.
No, you will spray. You'll spray links deep into the pits and then be like, "This will do me for today."
Like, even though it's literally yellow. Changing your jumper or anything like that. Like, you're literally wearing. You might change your shirt.
Did you ever look at the neck of a white shirt and just be like, what is wrong with me?
What is wrong?
Like, why am I so fucking... Am I sweating like...
Big old greasy engine oil?
If I could get one round my fucking neck back in them days, being like 16
Did
and
you have to have one of those like button expanders like a pregnant woman has?
No, they
like
cut it at the back just to let it meet at the front.
Oh my god.
I remember being in a quite young and then being in this shop and there's like shouting in the back and all. Denise, do you have a fucking, do I have a 19-inch neck for this 14-year-old here? So there we go. How did you and your girlfriend meet? Tinder.
That didn't even exist.
It was at a party in the Holy Lands.
Well, it was more Britannic, isn't it?
Aye.
That is Holy Lands, oh yeah.
Aye.
We did. We met actually because of a podcast, really, isn't it? Your old Audio Picnic podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who worked on that podcast went out with my sister. It was his party. You were at the party. I was at the party. And then we met. And then we all sort of hung out as a big group of friends because there's other people there that went to like... I went to Belfast Met at the time. Because I went to 6 universities. I like to just do many courses. So at the time, I was in Belfast Met. She was there. And then we all just hung out, didn't we? And then you met Begley. And we would all just like go to Lavery's and Limelight's. And you know, there's just a lot of house parties, isn't there? And then we kiss at the Limelight, guys.
That should be... If you're in a punk band and you don't have a song, and you're from Northern Ireland, you don't have a song called Kiss in the Limelight.
Kiss in the Limelight. I wonder what song was playing? Because this was also when the Limelight was the Limelight. Like, let's play some classic, what would have been playing at the time.
Now we have 20 minutes recording left on this thing.
Well, let's do all songs. Because now the Limelight is all sketchy and it's all... I don't mean it's sketchy, it's an actual club night called Sketchy. It's all very more of a club now. But this is when Limelight was just... There wasn't even that big extension or anything on it. It was all friggin'... Papa Roach and...
Fucking Papa Roach? Bass drop! Bass drop! Ow! 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 You got $100 bill, you take your hands off! Single ladies! The chicken head! Big one! Oh, come on! I was trying to find the... Who's fucking the night? It's my favourite line in any song. I was just wondering, hey, who's fucking the night? Who's fucking the night? Who's fucking the night? What was playing? This was probably playing. Probably this. I mean, we're definitely going to get this taken off the internet. My throat's killing me more now. I need to go to the doctor tomorrow.
Is there some sort of rule if you don't play it for too long, it's fine?
Maybe. You swear over it enough.
If we talk over it.
Video play after ad. How about play now, you fucking son of a bitch, cunt? Would you go to Coachella? Do you want to book the tickets now?
Coachella? Yeah. Oh my god, yes. That's not even a question.
It's a nightmare to get to, and your nuts will be actually liquid by the time you get there. But Aaron wants to go.
Oh my god.
The man who buys shoes too small for him and walks around with blisters on his feet the whole time.
Coachella
good luck. Coachella?
Was it not where Daft Punk played a huge big set and that's when they became famous?
Yeah, pretty
it
much.
It was Coachella, wasn't it?
World so let's go is down. A vampire.
Is this Maureen trying to go on me real hard?
I don't think this is playing.
I wouldn't be surprised though.
This is one of the songs that I'd be like, oh, that's just what's spoken there. There's no like, let's just go. It's good, but it's like, I'm not going to dance it.
It's a long one.
Yeah. It's not dancing enough. For my
pain. Let me go and smoke rollies. Big chin though. They're one of those bands where you're like, I don't know any other shit.
Well, nothing says romance like Smashing Pumpkins.
Is that a euphemism?
Who wants to kiss?
They're two right in the back smashing their pumpkins. Zero? What brand was Zero? Did they make like fucking skateboard wheels or some shit? Smile at my dick, I'm still just a dick in my dick. Right, you've one more tune, Maureen. I'm gonna hit these.
This is what we were kissing to, I'd say.
Kissing.
This is it, isn't it?
Du hast ein Boner.
This is it, guys. Love stories. I made this song. But this is when Limelight was like
a rock club. If you lost your eardrums there.
Yeah. St. Colin, the big tank, walking across the room to the song.
Sweating like a bastard.
I remember what t-shirt you were wearing too. The Hulk.
Well, I didn't have time. That was one of those nights where we just decided to go out last minute. So no one got changed or anything. Like everyone just went out in the shit they were wearing. Was that the night I pressed my dick against Mickey Bartlett's back when he was pissing? Because that house we were at, people were just pissing at the back. And I just pressed my whole dick and balls against his bare back. I'll answer some questions while this is playing. What are your thoughts on gimmick comedy and comedians such as Bo Burnham? I don't care for it.
You don't care for it? I don't mind it sometimes. Like, it depends how talented they are. Like, Bill Bailey is a talented musician.
Yeah,
I find
so
his
it's very entertaining. Like,
it's
yeah.
very entertaining. Sometimes it can just be a, like...
I think there's a difference between, like, being a comic and being a comedy act.
Yeah. Okay. The only thing I don't like about musical comedy is at the end you have to clap.
Yeah.
They get claps because it's the end of the song.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that.
Like, there's sets I've done, like if you look at that London set I did, no one had time to clap, you know what I mean? It was like, fuck, it was very quick, it was like bang, 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 bang. Seeing as you're a big fan of Keeper Country, have you ever jived? I have not. I remember drunk you trying to show me how to do it half one time.
I mean, I don't know how to jive, but I can do like, you know, everyone's got
know.
One little like, here you go and grab my arm.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun to dance to something that's not exactly country. But I don't know how to jive.
I don't know how to do it without twisting people's arms off like chicken wings. You know,
yeah.
like you're like, oh, you're supposed to look like you're holding the arm, but you're not really. And I'm just grabbing it and twisting it like I'm in wrestling.
You're throwing people over on the ground.
Snap.
Judas.
So no, I've never jived. I'm not built to jive. Trump forgetting which country he bombed. Oh yeah, that wouldn't surprise me. We bombed Brownsville. Brown people. Lots of brown people. That's enough of that shit. He looks like the guy from Red Hot Chili Peppers, but on crack. You remind me of an Irish version of H3H. He's a YouTuber. Who is your favorite YouTuber except Casey Neistat? From Mark Curran. Really?
You don't really watch a lot of YouTubers, do you?
Nah, I should, like, but...
You should do lots of things.
I don't think,
I used to watch...
I wouldn't necessarily... And without sounding like a fucking knob, I don't really know where to place myself, because I don't necessarily call myself I wouldn't be, like, just a YouTuber. I wouldn't be just, like, a filmmaker. I wouldn't be just a comedian. I don't know what the fuck I would even call myself.
I do enjoy vlogs. I really enjoy watching vlogs. Depends who it is, but
yeah,
I quite like a family called the Mitchellacs. I like them.
Yeah, and that's
although they've got it's gotten a bit weird, but like they do quite a nice. They're very well produced.
Oh yeah, it's very well produced.
Like, so.
To the point where it's like, how the fuck do you keep that shit up? You know what I mean? So you remind me of this guy.
Yeah. I guess you got a little tissue on this one. So you say,
does this pass? Are you going to pass into the OK library?
I don't know, but he's talking to that guy, Ty Lopez, who appears on Facebook. Like, do you want to make $1 million? Like, there's too many of these fucking internet, social media guru, business guru type people where you're like, There's too many of them now. Like, what do? You hire a fucking Lamborghini for the day and be like, I can teach you how to get fucking whatever. Sign up to me. You know what I mean? It's like, fuck up. Have you seen Bert Kreischer's bit about him joining the Russian Mafia? Yes, I have. Bert Kreischer, that's one of my favourite comedians. Or, sorry, podcasts.
He vlogs, doesn't he?
He does some vlogs, yeah. He did it for a while and gave up, like everyone. Do we eat or drink gravy?
I would say eat, because it's all in food. Yeah. Eat it. Although I probably could drink gravy, I love it.
You dirty bastard.
You could, gravy, though, like,
you could live on just stuffing and pepper sauce.
Stuffing, pepper sauce, roasties, and then beans. Yeah. That would be, I could live off that.
Thoughts on the show Key and Peele, your boy Mark Curran.
I love Key and Peele.
I love it too.
It's a great show. The sketch where they're the slaves and they're trying to like be auctioned off and then they get annoyed that no one wants them.
No one picks them, yeah.
I love that sketch. I think it's so funny.
I love the football one with all the names. Oh my God, I laughed my bag off first time I seen that. I love silly names and I love normal names in silly things too.
They're so funny, like.
Thought on Kendrick's new album. I haven't even heard it, and I'll tell you why. I don't like him.
Yeah, like, it's came up sometimes in, like, Spotify things on my phone, and I always just flick past them because they're not that exciting to me, but you don't really like Kendrick Lamar, do you?
Henry Lamar? These are more Snapchat questions.
What about just normal Lamar from the Infame Academy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, he's the man. We've 10 minutes left here in this card, so...
Let's talk about Lamar.
We're always looking to be a comedian YouTuber. Not really. It's funny the way you would be, like, you're a YouTuber. I suppose I am.
Yeah.
I'm just a comedy content guy.
Ooh, nice.
Where do you want it? Where do you want it? Do you want it on the internet? Do you want it on a podcast? Where the fuck do you want it? Do you want to listen to Maniac 2000? I can provide that. Hereby, what do you think every Tom, Dick and Harry moving to Australia? Well, it's going to be one of those places where you go and it's just full of fucking Irish people.
Did you see that thing today where they're stopping that visa that allows people to move to Australia for, like, you know, and try and... I think I didn't really listen to it properly, but it's something like when you try and get jobs or you get sponsored to be a thing, they're stopping that because they're trying to give more of the work to Australians. And, you know, they're going to change it into something else where they can still get workers, but it's not going to be as easy as it was. So there you go. I think that just happened today.
You seem very posh. Are you from Hollywood? No.
Are Hollywood people posh?
Some of them are.
Some of them? Okay. I think it's just because you don't have a really thick accent. It's hard to place you, I think.
Now, there is a voice that I'll do on a Snapchat where I'm half taking the piss.
Like what?
Like, I don't know what I said on that Snapchat. I was like, send me some questions. Like, I was...
Yeah.
I had a bit of an arsehole voice on just for a joke. Mentioned the new use of the word queer last week. Queer. Yeah, you can just say someone's queer now and it's not really an insult. Blah, blah, she's queer.
Fair enough.
Did you visit the port like a culture? No, have a nice day. What did you get up to on Easter? Not really, I kind of forgot it was Easter. We didn't have eggs or nothing.
I had an egg.
Sorry if I missed you about this, but I was wondering if you could help at all. It's my boyfriend's 21st birthday on the 6th of May. I probably shouldn't be reading that out. That's probably like a secret message. Probably looking something. Hiya, will you do something for free for me? Thank you. That's all the messages I get. Requests for stuff. Can you do this? Can you give us that? Can you give me this? Can
my
you do that?
Disabled. Can you promote his GoFundMe page?
Yeah.
What?
Let me tell you something. Hi. Fuck your cat, bitch. Buy a new one, you rich motherfucker. Charlie Murphy died.
I know. Oh my God.
Oh shit.
Fuck your cat.
Fuck your cat, nigga. That's the best sketch of all time, I think.
Oh, my, I can't. It makes me. I can't even think about it without laughing. Do you know what I mean? Fuck your cat.
We wailed on his legs, man. His legs was like linguine. That cracked me up so much.
Buy a new one.
Yeah. He goes, yo, he thought me and my brother was the blackest niggas alive. This is way before the days of Wesley Snipes. That cracked me up so much. Can I drop
Rick
it?
James is mad.
Oh yeah, full party animal. Like, apparently, what was I listening to? And apparently, he showed up on something, and he was like, clearly had been out all night, stank a drink, was just a mess. And they're like, he's like, I've got a little bit of a cold, and I'm not sure if I can go on TV. fucking 9 satchels of coke later.
If anyone hasn't watched it, just Google or like YouTube some of his music videos. They're insane.
Wonderful.
They're just...
It looks like you couldn't...
You wouldn't get away with it probably now.
Oh yeah. It's all like him chasing girls and locking them up and... Give me that pussy!
Give it to my baby. It's just like... Okay.
I know. I'm just saying what he... Yeah. Just chasing her around like... Show me your titties.
And he is wearing... He's more cleavage out than she does. Deep V's.
She's hot though, isn't it? I remember seeing that. What's that video? Give it to my baby.
That's exactly it.
Give it... We'll end on this to me. Rick James, bitch. Show me your titties. Give it up, baby. What a wonderful track, though. He had some serious tunes.
Serious tunes.
He's the Ollie Murs of his day.
It's just...
Look at this. Like, the way that it's directed.
It's like a story.
By the way, apparently this was the first thing that Nee Brennan directed for Chappelle Show. And it's done similarly, like all the recreations and stuff.
Seriously, people, YouTube this video.
And the hair is woeful too. When I came home last night, you wouldn't make love to me. Show me your fanny. You wouldn't even talk to me. And he winks at the camera. He's basically, he's come home steaming and she won't give him the puss. And he's like, give it to me, baby. Wearing a full white suit. He's dancing a wee bit there. Oh shit. She's hot as fuck, boy. She's like, seeing that in those days, there was no like Insta booty. Like, if you were that hot, you were that hot. You weren't like, you know, getting your tits done and getting your lips done and everything. And just wear that
out. That's quite squat.
No. Can't squat them titties, if you know what I'm
saying. What is squat
tits? Fucking amazing. People be like, call me, squat. She's hot as fuck. He's disgusting. Give me that puss. Give me that puss. He's chasing her around. I don't know why she got changed. Oh, sometimes you're so stressed you need a swim. There he is. Look at that hair though. It's like literally like a mop. I was high as a fucking motherfucker.
Say, let's go home. How mad is it? Like,
I'm tired, let's go home.
She's so camp and yet so, like, womanite. Like, had all the girls, but there were the campest people with the most makeup, the most hair, the big shirts open.
Think of all the people, like.
They look like women. Like,
all the Aerosmith ones, Rick James, Prince. You know, all the most
Motley Crue,
all the most like prolific buckers of all time, like, and they're all like women. Look effeminate
like,
as fuck.
Look like gorgeous women, like.
Yeah. And then, see, back in these days, he definitely bucked her. Like, that's why.
Oh, I would say
that's the only reason she's in that video. You want me in a video, baby? How much does it pay? Dick. Famous dick. Give it to my penis. He's definitely pushing her head down for a sucky J there. Give me that. I've never said that in my life.
No,
sucky J. That's in a song. Give me that funk, that sweet, that. What's that in? Give me that funk, that sweet. Is that your body just made that noise? That's fucking disgusting. He's getting really annoyed there. Give it to me, what you say? What you do me, what you say? What do you say? Can I have it or not? Show me your titties, let me see something. Show me your boob, let me fuck your back of your knee. Let me do something, jizz in your hair, let me lick your neck. Let me do something, please give me foot jobs in the fucking pool. Give me something, let me see the pussy. Can I see a picture? Send me a D pic. Will you look at my penis? Can I get a text? You're just looking at anything. Can I wrap your hair around my balls? That's why he grows it. Give it to me, baby. No, I'm gonna wrap my dick with my own hair. Do 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 do. We have to go, Maureen, because
I'm hungry.
I'm hungry too. I need to go to doctors tomorrow. My throat is literally in tatters.
You say this every time you scream. No, you don't rest your voice ever. If you could shut up for 2 minutes, go.
I think I need my tonsils out because this one's real weird shape compared to this one. So we'll go get that sorted out.
You're like a lazy hypochondriac.
Make me go tomorrow.
Everything's wrong, but you never go fix it.
Yeah, I'm scared about this one though. This one's like scary. Make me go tomorrow. Right, we've 1 minute left. What do we promote? Go to Lavery's tomorrow night, the 19th. Mickey Bartlett's telling stories. I'm MCing. Dave Elliott.
If you like to laugh.
Aaron McCann. Of here.
If you like.
Do you want to sit in the house and not laugh? Or do you want to go to this and laugh your bag off?
Definitely go and have
those are at half eight. The last one with Aaron headlined was packed to the fucking dick end. So.
Do we have drinks tomorrow night?
We could well do.
Could we?
Let's figure it out.
Could we?
Let's figure it out. We're only allowed to drink if we do go for a nice walk today and do a workout. Give it to my pussy. Show me something. Can I see something? Can I squish your tits together? Let me lick your back hair. Right. That's it. Gotta go. Because this is 1 minute 10. That's how much we have. And then this card is full.
Okay.
Okay. So see you next time, guys.
What is the roundup? Lavery's?
Lavery's is tomorrow night. Go to beer52.com. Sign up. Use the code BANTER10. Get a tenner off a box of just very rare craft beers, which are probably about a tenner each normally. So there you go, that's it. We're literally gonna.
And if you want to see Colin just in his pajamas, follow him on Snapchat.
Yeah,
that's mainly when you.
I
Snapchat.
Can't get us. Yeah, nothing else gets any attention now apart from my Snapchat. So there you go. Right, we're out of here. See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.